Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Chicago, in case you didn't recognize them. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do at our site. That's at jbsba.com. Or, if you like to type, here's the other one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Scott Deming is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's a guy who talks about something that I really like talking about, as you know, and that's branding. Scott's the founder of RCI, which is a national marketing and communication company. He's a speaker, a trainer. He works with people all over the country and halfway around the world, helping them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Really good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Besides the fact that you're a really cool guy, Scott, I'm very much interested in what you have to say. And what you can help me and my audience understand this very important topic, and that is the concept of branding. And you know, I've been telling my audience for a long time that for small businesses to be successful, the way to beat the big box companies is not to get in a price war. That war is over. We lost. You've got to be able to carve out your own brand awareness, not only awareness, but emotional connection with your customers in the marketplace. And that's what you do all the time, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I owned and sold it a couple of years ago, but I owned and ran a national ad agency for over 20 years. And, you know, we still have the marketing, which is a consulting business. But, you know, we spent so many years producing really wonderful campaigns with a real powerful brand promise. And then when people come into some of these companies and they don't get the brand promise, that's where the brand drops. See, a lot of companies, this is especially true for small businesses, especially important for small businesses. But a lot of companies believe that awareness, you know, just the advertising and all that, builds your powerful emotional brand.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not. There's a whole process. It's the process of once the people come in, then they need to get the experience. You need to over-deliver. Now, when you think about small companies trying to compete with the boxes, they're drawing from very small areas. You know, they're trying to draw from a very small geographic area, especially if it's a retail type of a program. And, you know, I always say to my clients, you know, a company's going to live or die on the grapevine. The greatest form of advertising is a satisfied customer with a mm-hmm. big mouth.
Right.
And the worst form of advertising, the thing that'll kill you the fastest, is a dissatisfied customer with a big mouth.
Right.
So,
For some reason, if they didn't have a big mouth when they were satisfied, they're going to have one when they're unsatisfied.
Oh, that's for sure, isn't it? That's for sure.
It's some kind of a natural law or something.
Well, and a lot of people really they get hung up on, you know, their products and their features and their benefits, and you know, they think that if they just highlight all the neat things that their stuff does, that people are going to come in, and that's going to help them to build that emotional brand. People don't get emotional about things, mm-hmm. and this is the other thing I teach. People get emotional about the process. You know, most companies, whatever they're offering, somebody else is offering it. So what's the differentiator between you and your competition? It's not going to be the stuff. It's going to be
the process. Well, there isn't anything under the sun anymore, Scott, that isn't a commodity in terms of things. There was a time when you could wow people because you sold microwaves, and only two or three other people in the area sold microwaves. You
know, that's right.
Everybody didn't have a microwave. Now,
that's right.
Everybody has everything.
And here's the... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, that's absolutely true. And the only real true differentiator is really the process. It's the service. And you see, another kind of an error that most companies make is they think that, okay, what we need to do is we need to be better. We need to be faster. We need to have smaller stuff with more memory. We need to, you know, but everybody's getting better. And what we need to do is we need to be different. It can't just be better. It has to be something that blows people away. When they come into your place of business, they experience your service, they're going to say, I never expected anything like this from mm-hmm. a company like you. And that's what begins to build the emotional brand.
Don't you think that one of the worst things that Madison Avenue does today for a lot of companies, especially the larger companies, is they think that the way to get our business is to try to manipulate us. And in the 21st century, isn't that the last thing that people want is to be manipulated?
Well, I think, you know, especially the Madison Avenue agencies, there's so much competition. They're doing everything they can to make sure that they're delivering some sort of a traffic and lead generation and so forth for their customers. And does it become manipulative? Yeah, I believe a lot of times it does. And
when I say manipulative, what I mean is here's my favorite one is where the lady is doing the narration and she says, "And I feel good about that." You know, and we're all supposed to get real warm and fuzzy because, you know, she says she feels good about that. Well, you know, what does that mean?
Well, this consumer today is much, much more sophisticated.
That's right.
Much more desensitized to that type of thing. And, you know, here's a real simple tip for anybody who really wants to look into some serious marketing advertising that is effective. Use real testimonials. You know, it doesn't have to be wonderful, glossy. It doesn't have to be expensive. But if I'm listening to a neighbor or to a peer or to some sort of a colleague saying to me, you know what, I experienced Jim's business, and I'm telling you, and I will put this, you know, in writing, there's nothing like it in the world. I'm going to buy that. I'm going to believe that more than I believe Joe Montana saying it.
Right.
You know? So there are really kind of just certain little laws that if smaller companies follow, they can become very effective. But the point is that don't say it if you don't deliver it.
Right. Talk to us about your definition. We're going to a break in about a minute and a half. Give us your definition of branding.
It's a process. Branding is the process by which you create an experience so unique, so memorable, and so emotional for your customers that they become evangelists. They become raving fans. It's management strategy, it's change management, it's leadership techniques, teamwork, but it's pure customer focus that translates, and this is it, into creating the ultimate customer experience. Now, you have to obviously start with the messaging. You have to deliver a good brand message and a good brand, you know, marketing program. But really where you build the brand, Jim, is in the process. It's in creating that incredible emotional experience for your customers. They go out, they talk about it, they talk about it, they bring people in, they drive more people in. That's how you build the brand. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, how does Wendy's drop millions and millions of dollars because somebody finds a finger in a chili, you know?
Unbelievable. Hold on to that thought, Scott. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. We're visiting with Scott Deming. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Deming is our guest as well, folks. He and I are talking about branding, a very important topic, as you know. I talk about it all the time. As often as I get a chance, I write about it whenever I can. And, Scott, I know you do the same thing. And I tell you what, before we go any further, though, Scott, I want you to tell our audience how they can find out more about you and connect with your company.
Well, we can visit my website, www.scottdemingesp.com.
ESP. And that's Deming with one M, ladies.
Deming with one M, ESP.com.
All right, now tell us about the ESP.
Well, it stands for Extraordinary Sales Presentation.
Can you actually bend spoons, can't you?
I can do all that stuff. You know, here's why I use ESP. Since I've been a child, I've been doing the magic and the mind, the thought reading.
Are you like the girl on Frasier? Are you psychic?
No, you know, I don't predict things going on, but I use it, Jim. You know, I've been talking about creating the ultimate customer experience. And what I'll do is I'll just right at the beginning of a presentation, if I'm doing a big convention or a conference and I've got, you know, hundreds of people in the audience, I'll come out, I'll start talking, everybody's expecting a speaker, and then I'll bring a few people up on stage and I'll do a 3-minute effect, and it blows people away. And then what I'll say is, after they sit down, I say, now, let me ask you a question. Based on what you just experienced, how would you categorize me as a speaker? Typical or unique? And they all scream, unique. And I say, now, you understand that, not because of something you read or heard. You understand it because you experienced it. And then I launch right into my experiential branding. I talk about why we need to create something unique, not just better, but different for our customers to get them emotional, to make it memorable.
Well, and on the emotional side, I mean, there are actually small businesses that I do business with and have been doing business with for a long time, Scott, that when I think about them, if I ever imagine that they're not there, I actually get a little bit of afraid. I mean, I want them available to me so badly that I don't want anything to happen to them.
Now why is that? Is it because they've done something so wonderful for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because they provide me with things that I want. I mean, that's one of the things that I'd like your thoughts on this, Scott. What I talk to people about on this show and in other ways is that human beings need things, but all animals need things. That the difference between humans and other animals is we want things.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, what we need is a commodity. What we want is customization. And nobody does that better. Nobody customizes for customers better than small businesses.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, there are still some large companies that are using that technique. Take Saturn, for example, one of the most successful stories in automotive history.
Right.
And it's not even about the car. It's an okay car. But it's not about the car. What is it that makes it sell? What is it that drives that brand? It's the impeccable service and maintenance, and it's the hassle-free, worry-free, pressure-free buying experience.
They actually, and of course, as you know, they actually created customer groups, sort of like the Harley-Davidson folks have done.
Sure.
You know,
like
they get together and have annual meetings and things like that.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned Harley. Talk about brand evangelists. Is it because of the bike? No, they're not. Harley people aren't riding a Harley bike. They're living the Harley life.
Right.
It's an experience.
When executives have Harley Davidson tattooed on their shoulder, I mean, that's pretty strong branding, isn't it?
Do you know what one of the top executives at Harley said? He was asked, what do you sell? And he said, we sell a 43-year-old accountant the ability to dress in leather, drive down a street in a small town, and make everybody afraid of him. That's what he sells.
Nothing to do with a motorcycle, does it?
Absolutely. He gets it.
So what would you say, if you're talking to a small business right now, you've got one small business in front of you, Scott, and they're trying to break through, what would you say to them for them to do?
Well, they need to take the product, the commodity, the service, which is probably also a commodity, and they need to figure out a way to create something so unique for their customers that it becomes emotional, becomes memorable, that their customers... Here's what happens when you start creating a service level, and this is what I mean. Don't think about ways of, you know, staying open a little longer or making your product a little cheaper. I'm talking about a service level that's so unique that your customer looks at you and they go, wow, and all the other companies fall off the radar. And here's the brand that everybody should be striving for. They want their customers to no longer look at them as a possible choice over their competition. They want them to look at them as the only solution to their problem. Now, you said you have stores that you actually get cold shivers if thinking about them ever going away.
Right.
That's because no matter what it is they're selling, they're the only solution to your problem, right, Jim?
Well, they know my name when I go in. They know what I want. They know how I like it folded or cooked or whatever.
There you go.
And that's the key to service.
Absolutely.
Because, as you know, service is a broad term. To me, the way you do this is the service you deliver is however the customer wants it.
You know, Jim, I don't even use the word service because you can walk into a Kmart and they have a customer service desk and you'll see a bunch of people screaming because they want to exchange their product. I use the word experience.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, it's really beyond service. It's creating an experience because... And that's another problem. A lot of companies, they find it hard to distinguish between the word service and the word experience.
Yep.
And
Scott, I
got to
wrap
big.
It up. I got to wrap it up for now. We're going to get you back another day. You got a new book coming out, though, right? Haven't you?
I do. Yes, it's coming out in a couple of months, called The Brand Who Cried Wolf.
And we're going to hear more about that later on. Give us your website, please.
www.scottdemingesp.com.
Thanks, Scott. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break, right back with our good friend Russell Brown. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Got a black magic
woman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.